Peace be upon those who follow the guidance, and thank you for coming back. Today I want to talk about the two statements a person, a non-Muslim, makes when they want to become a Muslim. Now the two statements are Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a servant, is the messenger and servant of Allah. Now this is the statement that a non-Muslim makes to become a Muslim. Now, it's must to utter these two statements by the tongue, right? First, you believe in your heart, of course, but then you have to say from your mouth. Now, it's not a condition to go to a mosque and make these statements in front of a scholar. You don't need that. When you accept these two statements as being true statements, and you accepted it and you want to follow it, you utter it in your tongue. This makes you a Muslim, right? Now, you don't have to take a shower. You don't have to do anything. Just to these two statements has made you a Muslim. Now, the first statement was that there's no God but Allah. When you say there's no God, you have rejected all kind of false deities, right? All types of polytheism, right? All types of polytheism. Now, you affirm what Allah has affirmed for himself. So you say Allah has one, right? By saying that statement, you have rejected anything else, that Allah is more than one. Allah has always existed. Anyone who says that Allah came to existence, you rejected all of them. Allah doesn't have kids. Anyone who says the Creator has a kids, you have rejected all of them. Allah doesn't have parents. Likewise, you reject anyone who says Allah has a parent. There is nothing like Allah. Anyone who says the Creator is a rock, a man, a woman, the sun, the moon, right, the fire, you have rejected all. You also affirm Allah's attributes. So Allah is all hearing. You see, Allah is all hearing. Allah can see. You see, Allah can see. Allah creates. You see, Allah creates. There's nothing like Allah. So you say there's nothing like Allah. And you say that the attributes of Allah are complete. Meaning Allah, let's take the example, Allah is ever living. This means from eternity to eternity, Allah is always living. There is not a second which will pass where Allah can die in any way, shape, or form. Allah can see eternity to eternity. Allah is always seeing. There's not a second which Allah may not see his creation, what he has created. So you affirm Allah's attributes completely without any deficiency, right? Now, the second statement was Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger and slave of Allah. This means I have accepted Muhammad as the messenger of Allah. I have accepted that he is telling the truth, that his message from the Creator, that he is sent for everyone, that the only path to get to the Creator is by the path of his messengers, and Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, being the last of all messengers, and that his path is the final path. There's not any other paths which will take you to your Creator. You accept the Quran as a speech of Allah, And of course, when you accepted Muhammad as the messenger of Allah, you have accepted whatever the messenger, whatever the creator gave his messenger, right? So the Quran talks about the messengers, the books, the angels. Anything that the Quran talks about, you have accepted it, because you have affirmed that it's now no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. By default, you have accepted whatever they came with. Now, sometimes if the person is a Christian and they believe Jesus is the son of Allah or Allah himself, they have to make an extra statement, which is that Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, is a messenger and slave of Allah. And that is it. And this person now became a Muslim. So to become a Muslim, you don't have to be under a scholar. You don't have to go to a mosque. These are the two statements. And by making these two statements, you have become a Muslim. And search these two same statements in Google. Right? There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And you will get that statement. Or write the meaning of Shahada. And you will get these two statements, and you can arrange yourself, and you become a Muslim. Thank you for listening. Until next time.